On our morning show today, we're going to put the spotlight on the AD German Warehouse. They have some great things coming up. And in the studios, our board members representing today, Barb Marshall is here, Jane Kintz is here. So we talk about some upcoming events in September. Jane, we talked about it seemed like a long ways off, but here, September is coming on strong.
Yes, it's a true story.
What do you have coming up that you'd like to speak about?
Well, in our drafting room on the third floor, where we have our art workshops, we're just coming off this past weekend. We had a really nice two-day workshop with Rick Ross. He's a Mount Horeb artist, and he works with cold wax. He did a cold wax exploratory two-day workshop with us. And we had six or seven people taking the workshop, and we had a great time. Big old mess, Phil.
Big a mess. So describe that. What was that like?
Everybody had their own table. We're using cold wax, oil paints, all kinds of things to make texture and scribble into the wax and the oil paint, and it was on wooden substrates, and it was great. It was just go ahead and make a big old mess, and it turned out great.
So what do you do with that then? Do you take it and put it up in your home, or?
Yeah, you can do that. You can hang it on your walls. You can, put it up on the wall.
Be proud. Maybe it'll be worth money someday. Who knows?
Big bucks. And, you can sell them. You can do whatever you'd like. Give them for gifts. Yeah. People, but it's really fun. You never know what it's going to look like.
No, I would guess not. I'd be curious to see that. So what do you have coming up in September? Do you have any more of those kind of workshops?
Yeah, we do. On September 6th, I wanted to tell you that's the last weekend that you can see and purchase Rick and Shelley Momart's Rose jewelry. Their fabulous jewelry has been on display there and for sale for 2 months now. And also their mom, Georgia Momart's colored pencil drawings. And they will take their work down during that next week. And then on Friday, September 11th, we'll have another opening, an artist reception for Tom McMahon. He's a local artist also. He does fabulous oil paintings, portraits of people. So that artist reception begins at 4:30 on September 11th on a Friday, and goes until 8 o'clock. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and champagne, and he will give a talk at 4:30.
Some question and answer can go on at that time.
Mm-hmm. He'll talk about his art, talk about himself, and then questions. Mm-hmm.
And you said portraits of real people from around the area, or famous people? Or
people around the area, basically.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he'd been an art teacher in the Chicago area, moved out here. He's a really excellent woodworker as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's coming up on September 11th at the third floor, the AD German Warehouse.
That will be on the first floor.
Oh, okay.
The featured artists are. And on September 27th, we have another workshop with CJ Gilbert, Infinite Possibilities for your Life. And she had done a workshop earlier this year and asked to come back. So we're hosting her again. And on October 11th, Kevin Ewing had also asked to come back. He's an amazing wood carver. And I'd taken his workshop as well. And, our own Dale Schultz took the workshop and enjoyed it a lot.
He didn't injure himself or anything?
No, there was no blood spill.
Okay. Well, that's good.
We do have Band-Aids just in case. And
we laugh about that, though, Jane.
Yeah.
The thing of it is, that's proof that at any age, you can learn a new hobby. Right?
Oh, yeah. You should come, Phil, because I know you'd like it.
I know, I would too.
It's really fun. It's something anybody can do, and he was such a good teacher. Very calm. You know, you have to be if you're working with tools like that.
True.
He has excellent, excellent, very sharp tools.
No one would laugh, though, at what I made, though, right? Or would they?
Well, I mean, I could go in a different room and laugh.
That's true.
But no, I would not laugh. Okay. Nobody would laugh.
Yeah, that's...
No, we're better than that, Phil. No, we would not laugh. And, you know, you could just say it's abstract.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because that's an art. And you can get more information about that. Oh, by the way, Kevin lives in Rochester, Minnesota. So you can get more information and you can sign up on our Facebook page at the AD German Warehouse on Facebook, of course. Oh, and we have Mahjong instruction coming up also on October 11th. And the Kevin's will be our last workshop on the third floor, which we call the drafting room, because no heat. That's probably going to be the last time we can really be comfortable on that floor. So, and also, personal note, I want to give a big shout out to Tim Hebert for purchasing fabulous lighting, a couple of different types of lamps for us to use, because it's not exactly very bright on the third floor with the little skinny windows and our lighting. And also to Barb Marshall for the water, because we did not have water on the third floor. And now we do. And Strang put it in for us.
She had connections.
She has connections with Strang. She knows people. And it's so appreciated. All of that is so appreciated by all of us.
I'm glad. Barb, it sounds like things are happening. You know, and Jane mentioned a couple of people coming in from outside the area, but the AD German Warehouse is unique in the sense that I don't know how many communities have the ability to host events like this the number of times that you do, right?
Right, right. It's been a great buildup of, like you said, of all the things we are been able to do this year. It's just getting better. So, yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about just the 1921, the pub. And coming up in September, the first Friday is Labor Day weekend, and we're going to be closed, give people a break, you know. It's a holiday weekend. Things seem to be busy else everywhere, so we're just going to, the pub will be closed. We will be open that Sunday for tours, though. And let's see, during the month, there's not going to be a lot of music in September because we've got some other things going on. The weekend of the 11th, we keep that set aside because that is also the weekend that Margie Ide has music. And if it rains, they'll come over there. And I think they did. August.
That happened. The group Caravan came over there, I believe. Yep. Yeah.
And then the next weekend is... Also, we won't have music because we have an event on Saturday that's going to be set up. And then the last Friday of September, Mike Johnson will be there, and we'll have some kind of food. We haven't got that scheduled yet. But that's September in a nutshell for Friday nights. Tours are continuing on Sundays through the first Sunday in October. So October 4th is the end of our regular public tour season. Tours at 11, 12, 1, and 2. You can just come in right before those times if you want to have a tour. We've had a good group of docents this year. Give a shout out to those people. Barb Kuiman, Darlene Waldsmith, Barry Zegon, David Bradford, Catherine Hausman, Tim Hebert, Terry Richards, Stephanie Welty, and Jean Grassman. And I think you did some tours too, didn't you, Jane?
Couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, check out our Facebook page and website for, you know, things that are going on. I think that's about covers the 1921 AD. And
you had a good group there this last Friday night when you had the mystery tour.
It was busy. We had a lot of the people from the murder mystery come in and register and just hang out for a while and listen to music. And so that was really nice to have a crowd
This year, the crime wasn't committed right out the back door.
No, it was somewhere else in town. So.
That was good.
Yeah.
They'd start to wonder, 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know you have a big event, Barb, coming up on the 19th. Can you tell us about that? Or Jane, the Antique Retro Show.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, God, I can't even remember, second or third antique and vintage sale. So we have vendors that come. We have one from Reedsburg this year, La Crosse, local people.
There's a guy from Lancaster.
Oh, yes. Montford.
Montford, yeah.
Montford, yes. And elsewhere, a lot of local. So we set up the night before. That's why we don't have music that night. But then it's 8 until 2 o'clock on Saturday the 19th. And I'm just always amazed at the cool antiques that we have. So lots of people come to our sales. We have 4 sales a year. In April, we start out with Spring Fever antique sale, rummage sale. And then we have, in February, we have an art destash sale. So art supplies that people no longer use. And then we have our rummage sale. And then in September, we have this antique sale. And then in December, we have a holiday pop-up sale. And all of them are always so well attended and lots of very good vendors. So we hope everybody will come out if you're interested in antiques. And let's see, what else can I tell you about?
Is there booth space? I mean, if somebody wanted to rent a space, or is that pretty well full?
Yes, we do still have a couple of booth space. If anybody's interested, contact me personally, or you can go onto the AD German Warehouse Facebook page, or even our website, and contact us that way.
Get a chance to find out a little bit more about all of the events we've talked about here
today.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Barb, anything else that you want to add here today?
I can't think of anything. I hope people come in on Friday nights and enjoy us. Our hours have altered a little bit. We're 4 to 8:30 now. We had been open starting at 3:30, but now we're open at 4 o'clock. It just seems to work better for everybody. So, come on down and
get people in the door.
The more the merrier.
And events that, like the antique thing, that, you probably get people in there that might not come in there otherwise.
We do. All these different sales and the art shows and the workshops, it always brings in somebody new.
So you as a board, do you plan like a year in advance? Are you already looking at 27, some things that you want to do next year?
Yep. I know Jane's got some people already scheduled for workshops and art featured artists for next year.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Planning ahead.
I try, but boy, it just catches up so fast.
Yeah.
Think about how fast this summer went and everything.
We never say winter goes quickly, do we?
No, unfortunately we don't.
No, darn it.
Especially when it starts like in October like it did last year, it seemed like. So.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the lounge will stay open then, right?
Oh, all winter. Yeah, we'll
winter.
Be open. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And if anybody's looking for a private tour, we do those all year. And again, email or our phone number is on the website or on our Facebook page. Just leave a message, just an answering machine. So just leave a message and someone will get back to you. If you're looking at a private tour, give us a few days or a week to schedule a docent, but we're glad to do that too.
Great. Jane?
Well, we're looking for a bartender or two or three for our Friday nights. If anyone's interested, you need a license, of course. And you could contact us, or you could contact me if you'd like. Also, docents for next year, if you're interested in leading tours. And people really like to do that. And you just need to do once a month. And you get to meet people from all over the world. It's amazing. A tour that I gave last year, was to two architects from Spain.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And I've met people from China and Spain and Paris, and it's just amazing the people that visit this building.
Yeah, that's why the rest of us need to get in gear, because sometimes, you know, we don't know what a treasure it is, you know.
You
need to get in there and learn about it ourselves a little bit.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, it really is amazing. So docents, bartenders, volunteers for all kinds of things, artists that might want to do a workshop, working Sundays in the gift shop, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Lots of opportunities to, mm-hmm. you know, like Jane said, maybe when it was just one day a month or once during the summer, if you want to, you know, we would gladly.
Helping to clean. I mean, there's so many different things to do. And, you know, it's fun.
And in terms
it gets
of your,
you off the couch.
In terms of your maintenance and things like that, you got people set up for that too?
Well, some of it, you know, we have somebody mows the yard and keeps that in check. And
plows the snow.
Yeah, we do have someone who comes and cleans for us.
It'd be nice to have somebody shovel the snow.
Yeah, that's
a biggie.
Yes.
And that, unfortunately, will be here before we know it.
Yep. We don't really want to talk about that too much.
No, not too much.
No.
But anyway, well, it's great to have you in here. We'll have you in again in September, but it sounds mm-hmm. like things are hot and happening at the AD German Warehouse.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, ladies. You bet. AD German Warehouse, our subject on this portion of the morning show, Barb Marshall and Jane Kintz in the morning show studios.